This Olympics has been one of the most controversial in memory, and that is because we had a very, very provocative display at the opening ceremony where a bunch of transgender individuals sought to recreate the Last Supper, mocking Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salam, mocking Jesus, the son of Mary. And this was it was an insult. It was tremendously insulting. Now, there's a couple points to make here. The Olympics is something of a scam. These are athletes who make very, very little, if any, money. They're basically taught that they are competing for pride and competing for national sort of, you know, patriotism and glory and these sorts of things. However, in the age of television deals and streaming deals, et cetera, the people who organize the Olympics make a ton of money, billions of dollars off of the labor of these athletes. When people tune into the Olympics, they want to see the sports. They want to see people competing. They don't want to see transgender, whatever, mocking religion. And yet the people who are organizing the Olympics are trying to capitalize off of this moment in order to force this ideology down people's throats, in order to normalize this sort of thing, and in order to make a mockery of religion. How fitting that this is all happening in France. So we see that sports are just as political as anything else. Look at how, when Russia invaded Ukraine, it was ostracized. And look at how much worse Israel has done to Palestine, and yet somehow Israel is still in it. Tell me that sports aren't political. Tell me that the Olympics are neutral or are not political. The open mockery of a prophet of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is on display. 2024, it's almost as if this is the year that the West lost moral legitimacy, if you didn't realize it before that. We see that with the international institutions, okay, such as the UN and the ICJ, every single institution that has allowed the genocide in Gaza to continue. And we also see it culturally. All of the Nobel Peace Prizes and all of the sort of the posturing that the Western world was the most moral, the most enlightened. And this is what we have at the end of the day. What's at the end of it? The end of it is mocking Jesus, the son of Mary, alayhi salam. Who are the people that are left to defend Isa? Who are the people that are left to defend Jesus? The Muslims are the only ones left. Not even the Christians will defend Jesus' honor in the way that the Muslims will. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that he is the servant of Allah and the bearer of the gospels, one of the five greatest messengers. On Yaqeen Institute, Who is Jesus in Islam? A blog post. It's a very, very important one. This is by far one of the things that will shock Christians if you're ever in the situation to talk to Christians about Islam. Most of them have no idea that we believe in Isa or that he's a prophet or that we respect him or anything like that. This is a very, very important opportunity for da'wah. So you're outraged by this. Guess what? I'm a Muslim and I'm outraged by this too. That we believe that Jesus is a prophet. He should not be mocked. Religion should not be mocked like this. This is completely inappropriate. That the so-called, and we saw this with Charlie Hebdo and everything else, the so-called right to free speech is in reality a political maneuver to taint and mock everything that is sacred, to taint and to mock everything that people find holy, morality, virtue. And so this is something that is not neutral. It's not just about free speech, because as we know, and as we've seen the last 9 months, you can't say everything. There's certain things you're not allowed to say. Yes, good point, Minami Islam Khan. And the hijab is banned at the Olympics as well, because again, France. Nothing is ever neutral. There's no such thing as neutrality. Nothing is apolitical. There's no such thing as not being political. Everything has a political dimension to it. Arena asked a good question. I can't get what's the relation between Jesus and the Olympics. There is no relation to it. They had to bring it in there because just they wanted to be provocative and mock it and make fun of it. So honestly, if I were you, and I do realize that we have people from Palestine that are participating in the Olympics, and there's some people who, you know, I know there was some an Algerian athlete who refused to go up against an Israeli athlete, and there are admirable moments like this. But if you were to put me on the spot, I would say that if you're a Muslim, don't watch the Olympics. Don't give them that money from their advertising, their commercials, and the TV deals that they've got. I think that it's high time that maybe the Muslim, and this is, we're thinking about unity, we're thinking about an ummah, maybe the ummah needs its own Olympics, right? Where we honor the prophets, where we wear hijab. Maybe we need our own cultural institutions. Yes, range, I completely agree. It was not family friendly whatsoever. But people, as we're saying, people have been desensitized to it. And the desensitization is actually a social engineering project. This is something that's very intentional to get you to be desensitized to it so that you won't be offended.